You go, taking you to the other side of Half Past Seven on a Tuesday with Charlie XCX on Radio Life and Style. Boom clap, or as we would say, boom clap. And that setting the scene, setting the tone for the interview that we're about to dive into right now. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the morning show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Balito. And if you've been listening to the show this morning, you would have heard me dropping a few hints and letting you know that we've got a serious heavy hitter in the studio right now, and a man who is flying the flag for South Africa on a new fighting stage, a relatively new sports category that is growing massively in popularity around the globe, and it's a thing called the Power Slap. And if you don't know, if you're clueless, we're going to educate you this morning. We're going to give you a little crash course in this thing, because it's pretty much exactly what the name says. It's a competition dedicated to the power of slapping a person in the face. And, I've never met anyone who slaps harder than my special guest in the studio right now. He goes by the nickname of the Pitbull. But his friends call him Donnie. Depending on what side of the Atlantic you're on, if you're Dana White, you might say it's Danny Van Heerden. But Donnie Van Heerden is in the house with us, and he's looking fighting fit. Donnie, welcome to Radio Life and Style, my friend. How are you doing on a Tuesday morning?
I'm doing actually great. Thanks for having me.
Man, I'm excited. And you're in good company here. We've got your wife doing duty on the social media side of things, filming us and representing the world of contracts and making sure that you're taken care of as far as paperwork. We've got sports agent to the stars from ECIA KZN. Kyle Mayer is in the house with us as well. Kyle, how are you doing, my friend?
Very well, thank you.
I'm so excited that this has all kind of come together. I believe we're the first radio station in KZN to be having a chat with you at this moment in time, and you're blowing up, man. It's like it's been this wild roller coaster ride over the last couple of months.
That is correct, but then again, you must thank Mahindra for this. I mean, they organized this. I had to drive down from Pretoria. I got here this morning to be on your show, so thanks for having me.
Well, I'm very excited, and to explain that Mahindra connection as well, because there's something really special in the works, and it makes sense that from one heavy hitter to a heavy-hitting brand, this partnership is coming together, and our friends here in Balito, at the newly christened, the newly opened CMH Mahindra, they are going to be powering you and making sure that you can get from A to B with a car that can carry all of your power.
Well, that is correct. Mahindra is the only one, or the only car, the vehicle that can basically keep 160 kilogram on the front seat, depending on where I'm sitting. But for the guys out there not doing anything tomorrow, I'll be at Mahindra Balito anytime from 9:30. So pop in, come say hi, take photos. I need some shout-outs.
Let me tell you something. If you can get a handshake from these seriously powerful mitts, these things can do damage. And if you've seen the videos on social media, if you've seen the TikTok of streams, if you've seen the view count on some of these social clips that are bouncing around, I mean, what's the number that we're sitting at right now, Donnie?
Well, on TikTok, it's 353 million views, and they only got 4 million followers. So the viewing is insane.
But this has all happened, it seems like, in a relatively short space of time. I mean, this sports category itself is a relative baby. I mean, but it's got some serious players behind it. Can you explain, set the scene for those that don't know anything about it? What is this thing?
Well, let me tell you, Power Slap, I signed with him roughly 5 months ago. I signed last year, October. I mean, I've beaten some of the top guys in the organization, and now I'm number 4 in the world.
Fourth ranked in the world.
That's correct. But here's the thing, it's not just a slap. There's some tricks going towards it.
There's technique, shall we say.
There's a lot of technique and training, obviously, going towards it. So once you understand that or look a little bit deeper, you would understand what slap fighting is about. For the guys who do not understand the rules or don't look further into it, they will say, you know what, it's not for me to watch. So this is definitely not for the faint-hearted.
I'll definitely attest to that, because just looking at some of the clips that I've seen make me feel faint. I feel like I'm getting slapped.
Well, one thing here, we got a table in between us. So my competition starts when we got a table in between us. You are not allowed to flinch.
It is a seriously brutal sport. And Kyle, as a man who keeps your finger on the pulse of what's trending in sport and where the star talent lies, from your perspective, how exciting is it to have a rising star like Dani coming from South Africa and representing on a global stage in this new and exciting space?
No, it's a very exciting opportunity for us as South Africans. Dani's definitely representing us on a global stage. He's the first South African. So, yeah, this is a great opportunity for KZN as well, to have him here in KZN for the day, for a couple of days. So, yeah, I mean, this sport is going to overtake the UFC, according to Dana White. It is his brainchild. So, yeah, let's just wait to see. And there's no doubt that Donnie's going to be a champ.
Yeah, well, it's a no-brainer. If you just look at the video. Look at the... And there's been so many pieces written and so much commentary around the way that you carry yourself and how you intimidate from way before the match actually starts. You start to impose your presence and just in little subtle ways. You get into people's heads as well. But... for those that are kind of still trying to wrap their brains around the nature of this thing, coming from South Africa, what do you reckon the difference is, if there is a difference, between a power slap and a snotklap?
Well, us South Africans definitely know the thing about a snotklap. We call it PK. I'm not going to pronounce it on radio, but only South Africans know about that. So when we normally say, you know what, get your umbrellas, they know what's going to happen.
So, I think you know it. There you go. You've already got a competitive advantage coming from South Africa. Where are your roots? Where was your sort of your training ground, in a sense?
Well, let's start off this way. My dad would have fought Pierre Coetzee in 1981 for the SA title. So we were groomed into combat sports.
Wow.
I turned professional in 2009 in mixed martial arts. I then became the EFC heavyweight champion. From there, I moved to boxing. I became fifth in the SA ranks. I moved over to K1. I had one loss there. Moved over to Muay Thai. I'm undefeated there. Got my bare knuckle boxing license. Obviously, COVID happened. And now we're into power slap. I mean, at this weight, and on all the other sports, you learn to move. Now, with this proper dad bot and being a husband, the moving is not happening, so power slap is now the sport.
You are built for this thing. In the super heavyweight category, meaning that this is the heaviest hitting category there is, right?
Yeah, so this is basically 120 kilograms plus.
Yeah, and right now, weighing in, how much are you backing your slaps with?
165 kilograms. And I'm nearly the smallest out of all of them all.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you know how to throw that weight, obviously.
Definitely.
So this is a thing, and this, you know, what an exciting time. It seems like there's this excitement, this momentum behind South African sports, South African sports stars and champions. And, you know, coming off the back of a champion in the shape of Drikus, who kind of... I think it was a big light bulb moment for a lot of South Africans who weren't maybe too familiar with the world of MMA and are now interested and are switched onto it. How much of a plus do you think it is having had him grabbing his title while you are now seriously on the rise?
Well, let's start off this way. It was all started when the Springboks won. I mean, from there, South Africa started to realize, you know what, stuff is happening. And then Drikus won.
Yeah.
And then South Africa knew, you know what, we got talent. From there, now I'm on the power slap on number 4, and I've already got South Africa following me.
So it's we're going one way here. There's no doubt that this is the guy to watch. And as far as the next moves now, because you say like 5 months since you've signed now, you're already fourth ranked globally in the super heavyweight power slap title. You are the hot contender. And not just from a South African betting perspective, you know, the eyes of the fundies are on you. What's the next move, and how far out potentially are we from you reaching that title goal?
Well, it depends. If I get a title shot now, I'm on for the belt. If I get a title, if they first match me up with say number 2 or 3, it means I still need to do another one. So it's anything from say now April with the next event, or maybe in the next 5 months from now.
Wow. But very, very conceivably before the end of the year, we could have a world champion title coming home.
From power slap, the newest sport in South Africa. We are not. We don't have a constitution yet. Yeah, but I think once I bring the belt back, South Africa will have a constitution, and then we can start the youngsters on slap fight as well.
This is so cool, man. What an exciting time. I'm so excited for you. And so excited as well that you've got this swell of local support behind you. And as we said, here on the Dolphin Coast in Ballito, the guys that have been one of the first to put up their hands and say, we want to back this boy, our friends at CMH Mahindra in Ballito. Also, a new dealership arriving, opened their doors relatively recently, but a brand that is seriously tough. It can go the distance, and there's some incredible excitement around their new lines, their new models, their new brand identity. So it seems like a natural fit, a great pairing. Kyle, you must be really stoked to be helping this partnership come together from the sports agent side of things, hey?
Yes, very excited. The CMH brand is a fantastic brand here in Ballito. So we're keeping everything in-house. We've got to support each other, yeah, especially in KZN. We have to look after each other. So it's a match made in heaven for Donnie. Very excited for him. And yeah, let's see where this takes us.
Amazing. And again, if you're a fan, if you want to meet the man in person tomorrow down at the dealership at CMH Mahindra Ballito, from about 9:30, Donnie, you'll be on the scene.
Yeah, roughly from 9:30. So for all the listeners, I'm going to give you extra hints. So whether you're in shopping for a new car, remember the code Pitbull. Remember, give that in. There's going to be a discount there for you. If you're not in shopping for a car, at least come and check it out and take some photos.
I tell you what, there's never been a more exciting time to be looking at picking up a new, seriously tough ride. You're hearing it from the Pitbull himself, Donnie van Heerden, fourth ranked globally in the super heavyweight category for this brand spanking new thing called Power Slap that is catching fire and catching the attention of the world. And tomorrow, the man himself, the Pitbull, is going to be in the house, in the dealership here in Ballito at CMH Mahindra. Make sure you get down there and remember to drop that little code word, that little Pitbull tag.
Pitbull is a promotion code.
You heard it here on 88 FM on a Tuesday morning. And Donnie, we're behind you 110%, man. We're so stoked for the journey that you're on. We know where you're going, and we're going to be cheering you on all the way there. We know that our friends at CMH Mahindra are going to be powering you on the journey ahead. And looking forward to catching up with you at the dealership tomorrow and to be having you back in the studio again very soon, when I'm sure you'll have some very exciting news to tell us, hey?
Thanks very much for having me. And then for the guys not being able to see me tomorrow, remember to follow me on Instagram. I'm at Donnie Pitbull. And then Facebook, Donnie van Heerden. Twitter as well, at Donnie Pitbull.
There you go. And spread the word. Share the handle with your friends. Let's grow the support base. Let's grow the GS and the South African fan base for our homegrown hero here. Donnie van Heerden, the Pitbull, is in the house, and he'll be at the dealership tomorrow. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And playing us out with this one from Pat Benatar, saying, hit me with your best shot, Donnie.